Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jay, that's our role. It's our, we're the soul and inspiration of millions of people in the nation. That's a heavy responsibility, and I'm doing it. Yo, heave ho. There it is. We're here to take care of those who are feeling overwhelmed on the Good Day program. Doug Steph and Jay Kirshner always know, whether you believe it or not, I guess this is my belief. The universe works in perfect order. You were born perfect. Things are the way they are supposed to be. Whether you like the way they are, that's something different. But I don't think that people are ever given, and I learned this actually in a couple of tough situations, you are never given more than you can handle. Sometimes you feel like there's too much. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed. Sometimes it feels like somebody, what, remember the old song was, everybody always picking on me. But the opposite actually is true. You are only given what you can handle. So if you have a difficult situation today, you'll look at it perhaps as an opportunity to be your best self. Right? You have skills. You have knowledge. You have energy. You can rise to the occasion. So my suggestion is that you do what I do often, and that's take a deep breath. And as you do, you can remind yourself that the universe works in perfect order, and therefore, you can get everything done that you need to get done today. It's exhausting sometimes. So now that you've taken that deep breath, perhaps you can exhale and release.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that you have absolutely no control over. And that's why sometimes why I get exasperated with the murder and mayhem and the attention that's paid to it, because it's like something you can do something about. Apparently it isn't, because it continues. As exemplified by the situation up in Maine, there were two people. A guy killed his parents, and actually there were two other people involved in this, so there were four altogether, parents and their friends at a home in Bowdoin, Maine. We were talking about this because the details were coming in a little bit yesterday, but it turns out this guy had just been released from jail. His mother picked him up from jail, and he was angry at them, and the other people just seemed to be in the way, so that was the end of all four of them. So, is there a reason for it? Somebody will try to say it had something to do with his experiences in jail, or some people may say that he blamed his parents. There is always the blame game that gets played in these circumstances, but under the circumstances, there really is no good reason. So I go back to what I just started with, the fact that sometimes this stuff makes you feel overwhelmed because it seems, why? You don't understand why. And I'm not suggesting to you that I'm telling you that it's perfect, but whatever happened, happened for a reason that we can't explain, you can't find, really. Joseph Eaton was just released from the correctional facility in Maine, served a sentence for aggravated assault. His mother picked him up, brought him home. He was going to stay with these people, the neighbors and the friends, and then that was the end of them. This is in Yarmouth. This is near Bowdoin. Yarmouth is a town. Actually, the lady who's the person that we have on the American Family Farmer this week came from that same town. She's a fisherman. This had nothing to do with the story, except that's what the area is all about. They're all, it's a very agricultural and a very sea-oriented community. And also it's become a fabulous place for people who have money from Boston that want to go and have a place on the coast. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of place that it is. So, anyway.
It's one of those things. It's one of those places where it's just that mentality of this just doesn't happen here.
No. Yeah, no. That's right. You know, that's excellent thinking on your part. That is the kind of thinking that goes with most everybody in these down main communities. They don't see this as something that would happen there. It would happen somewhere else, but it wouldn't happen there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, then there's this pregnant woman that went into the Walgreens. She was shot by one of the workers who claims to have chased her into a lot following shoplifting. So now it's okay with the, I don't know, did this person feel like they were being challenged? Hardly. If the woman who was shoplifting, okay, that's something you call the police and you put her in a closet and lock her there till the police get there. You don't shoot her.
Well, and Walgreens has a well-known no-chase policy. We've seen this in videos
right,
that have
too.
Gone viral of even security guards who are set up at different Walgreens locations, and they witness somebody shoplifting, and they even pull out their camera phone to record this person, and they're like, we can't really do anything about it. It just has to happen. And Walgreens isn't the only company who has a no-chase policy.
It's just such nonsense. It is. Case under investigation. What's there to investigate? And why did the employee have a gun? Are they allowed to have guns at Walgreens? Do they have them behind the counter, like the old bars in the old West when guys came in and started to shoot things up? The barkeep reached underneath the bar and pulled out a shotgun, and that was the end of that. So is that where we're going? Is that to the quote-unquote good old days?
Or the personal carry?
Yeah, right. The personal, what's the thing that we used yesterday that... Personal, when your space is, there's a phrase that I've forgotten that we used yesterday that was part of the law, to shoot if you feel threatened, but that's not what it's called. At any rate, there are a bunch of people
stand
who
stand your ground.
Stand your ground, thank you. Yep, that's it. Yep. All right, so let's see what's going on with Southwest Airlines. A lot of problems there. A lot of problems again this week. Not only the story earlier in the week of them losing control of a lot of their computer, it's kind of felt like the same thing that happened, two, 3 months ago around the holidays when everything was canceled.
Yeah.
And they've had, under this new leadership they have, the guy that's running it, man, they've got nothing but problems.
Yeah, something happened, and they contacted the FAA and were like, hey, we need to ground all of our airplanes.
Yep. And there hasn't been really an explanation for that, I don't think. Has there been? I haven't seen anything.
No,
and I watched the airline stuff
for a few hours.
Yeah, I know, but still, what does it tell you about what's going on there and how safe you feel getting into a Southwest Airlines 737? Now, here's another one. This is a specific Southwest flight. Some of the passengers annoyed by the screams of a baby on board. Not just though from the baby. There was a grown-up throwing a tantrum over the fact that the child was crying, swearing and yelling, saying they were stuck in the air with this crying baby. Now, I'll tell you as a frequent flyer that I get annoyed sometimes. One of the reasons I like to sit up front is because there's less chance there's going to be a baby. However, there are times, and that's not me being arrogant, it's just I don't like it. So if I can do something about it, it isn't something you can't do, although we've all had that experience in the plane, or many of us have, where you'll sit in a seat, and there'll be a child behind you, and his foot is up against the back of your seat, and they keep pushing and kicking on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have more than once said something to the parents and the mother, one of those deals. But the crying thing is different. So this dude took it a whole lot differently, took it to another level. In fact, he freaked out And, of course, as we all know today, nothing happens without a camera nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all over the place as he's yelling,
oh,
I paid for this
screaming.
Seat!
Yeah. And even when people were pointing out, like, dude, settle down, it's a baby. And he's like, well, the baby's screaming. They're like, yeah, you're an adult. Get it together, buddy.
Who is the bigger baby, the baby or this guy?
Clearly the man.
The biggest guy, yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, and babies, they cry on planes for various reasons, whether...
Right. And their ears get plugged up.
Their ears are popping, or they're tired, or they don't understand what's going on. And cries are the only way babies can communicate. There is no other way to perform for a baby to communicate. And on the flip side, not on the flip side, really, and I'm not defending anything, but a lot of adults are very triggered for one reason or another when they hear a baby's cries. And clearly, this was extremely triggering for this man, and he lashed out.
Yeah. Need to get a life, sir, or figure out whatever it is that is going on with you, because this clearly is you. Most people don't like it. Most people get annoyed about it. But most people realize that when you're at 35,000 feet, there's not too much you can do about it, nor, as you just pointed out, is there anything that we ought to do about it, because it's a baby.
Mm-hmm. And he was definitely greeted on landing by police officers and escorted out.
See you later, pal. See you later. Let's help everybody to some good feelings. Start this segment with a good feeling conversation. Here's a good one. To end the segment, talking about you and your health, if you can't eat all the foods that you like, if you're tired, here's Balance 7. Balance 7. Thank you to James for figuring out that it was in the middle of the pH system, and that's why it's called Balance 7. Right in the middle of 1 to 14, you want it to be balanced so that you aren't tired all the time. And so your immune system is working as well as it can. Balance 7 changes the way you feel and changes the way your body deals with things that you may have eaten or the natural balance in your body, because everybody's chemistry is different. So let's increase your chances of feeling healthy by calling 800-793-9039. Use the code Doug and you get all kinds of special deals and special things. Mention my name, Doug. And you'll feel better with Balance 7, 800-793-9039.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now. It is social media time. Check us out. Facebook and Instagram. Our address there is at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, Good Day On Air. And if you feel like sending, how do we send an email to Mark Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg, good day. To
here, Zuckerberg. Tell me if you know how.
Yeah. To Mark Zuckerberg. How do we send an email to him at Meta and tell him what a boob he is, how terribly he's running Facebook. You and I were talking about this yesterday. You can't find anything anymore on Facebook. It's not easy. It's not intuitive. It just is a mess.
Well, there's always, they're constantly changing things, so there's so many glitches, and a task that should be very easy, all of a sudden the option isn't even there, and you just have to wait, because you can't hit Control-Alt-Delete on Facebook and reboot it or anything like that. You just have to wait until the bugs fix themselves.
All right, well, maybe that, either that or you get a fly swatter and you get the bugs that way. The situation with Katy Perry all over social media, a lot of Facebook and Instagram photos and comments and video about what happened to Katy Perry on American Idol. We'll get to that right after this.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A couple of interesting stories, Jay, floating around. Katy Perry was booed after she criticized what one of the contestants was wearing. How many? They have 26, 27
people. They're at the top 20
people
now.
Right, okay. Yep. So this person's name is Nuzza Balzarda, I think. I don't know how to pronounce it. She did a song in a sparkly silver dress.
Which is kind of a signature look.
Boots. Yeah, you can have
that.
It's
her thing. She takes the stage with a whole bunch of sparkles, which Katy Perry is not a stranger to herself. Let's be
right. I would have thought that. Right.
Yeah.
So what do you suppose? And then again, are we making much? Is this much ado about nothing? So what? It's just interesting. The audience booed her. That's, I think.
More. Yeah, and Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan had a lot of fun with it. Where when Katy Perry was saying, it's like she glitter bombs the stage every time she steps on it. And one thing she would like to see from her next time is that she wears something that doesn't have a single piece of glitter on it.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
Of course, the audience was booing and everything. And then Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan had fun with it, where they're like, "Hot, Katy got booed and stuff." But Katy Perry has kind of been under fire for some of the comments she has made to different contestants, but it's also in the sense of, is it because it's Katy Perry making the comments, or is it are they the comments themselves that are the issue? Because who was it? I'm completely blanking on his name, who was famous for kind of being a Gordon Ramsay of American Idol, where Simon Cowell, that's it, thank you, James.
Simon,
and
yes,
where he was always saying different things that could be pretty harsh or rude.
He was,
funny. It was like you looked forward to him.
It was like Trump on the Apprentice. It was the same kind of stuff. You watched it because you wanted to listen to him say, "You're fired," or whatever other thing that he had to say about the contestants. That's what people came to expect, much as anything else, right? So
exactly.
Kind of, we need to lighten things up a little bit. Is this all perfect in the way it's supposed to be? That's what you said at the beginning of the hour, Doug. Well, maybe, yes, not maybe, yeah, because there are lessons to be learned by actions of others. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for answers by the Biden administration after a whistleblower at the Internal Revenue Service is stepping forward claiming the Biden administration is blocking Congress and the public from learning about the Biden family members' business deals with China. The whistleblower also alleges clear conflicts of interest in the investigation. The Oakland A's baseball club has announced they are focused on moving to Las Vegas and have purchased land for a new stadium. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Now 34 at the hour. It's the Thursday, April 20th version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are two-thirds of the way through the fourth month of 2023. That means Christmas is right right around the corner, right? Yeah.
It'll be winter before we know it.
No, let's not have any of that. Thanks very much. This portion of the Good Day program brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance, which, if you are really smart, will keep you'll keep your business going. With Progressive, you have all kinds of insurance. You got the boat insurance, and you got the car insurance. You got the business insurance. So they advise you to keep your policy within reach. They've got an easy-to-use mobile app that you can check on. You can go to ProgressiveCommercial.com to get the straight scoop, if you will. And if you won't, then nanny and nanny to you. All right. The day is in order. We're talking about things that are in order that we don't like. It seems to be unusual, and why would they be part of the perfection of the universe? And I just bring that to you because I know it's a thought process that I use, but I can't tell you that I always understand some of these things that are going on. And if we didn't, what we were going through in the last half hour of Good Day with the mayhem in Maine and some of the other stuff, who's getting shot, who's zooming who, here's another one. There was a situation in, let me think, was it North Carolina this was, 6-year-old girl and her parents injured by gunfire after a basketball rolled down a street in North Carolina into a man's yard. And you can guess what the rest of the story is all about. He comes out with a gun and he shoots him. Because the gunman ran up and down the street firing at everybody until his gun ran out of bullets. This is how crazy people are.
Absolutely unhinged.
Right. Yep. He was armed and dangerous, according to the police. And apparently they haven't caught this guy. His name is Robert Singletary. He's only 24. The girl, Kinsley White, hospitalized after being seriously wounded in the mayhem. Can you imagine somebody, their basketball rolls down? Now, see, I live out in the middle of nowhere where there's not, I don't have any neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to worry about that. But certainly most people have got neighbors. And so what would you do, the question here is, if somebody in your neighborhood playing basketball and the basketball rolled into your yard, you're going to grab a gun and go shoot them?
Yeah, just...
Is that what you're going to do? Just
go and let the kid, let them get their basketball. Like, my goodness. And it's at the point where a lot of people have fenced in yards. What if you're playing something like baseball or tennis or something where the ball doesn't just roll, but actually goes over a fence into somebody's yard? It's not like you can just... You might not want to just climb over the fence.
But what is there about you?
But at the time, it's like you can't even knock on somebody's door to say, "Hey, my ball's in your backyard."
What are you so angry about? This is a 24-year-old guy. I can see him. I can picture him. I can hear him. Because there's so much anger in the world. What the hell are you so angry about? So, anyway, by the way, this not only young lady was shot, but her father was too.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you, and so she said she woke up from being fixed and she just said, "Why'd you shoot my dad?" And that's, yeah, why did you shoot my dad? And here it is, these are white couple, white kid, and this guy that did the shooting was a black guy. So, you know, that'll start all kinds of, stir up all kinds of stuff. And he ran away, they haven't found him yet, I don't think.
My goodness.
Okay.
It's happening. And it's one of those things of like, did you see the story about the two cheerleaders who were shot after entering the wrong car?
Yep. I just was looking at that. Go ahead, tell that story.
How many times have many of us done that ourselves?
Get into the wrong car. Yeah.
Yes. My goodness. So, yeah, two Texas cheerleaders were shot. One was left with some critical injuries, still in the hospital. The other one was grazed in the leg. But it happened at an HEB where that was kind of the carpool location because mm-hmm. these cheerleaders had to go.
Going to the parking lot.
Yeah,
the
yeah. They had to go to travel to Austin for where that's where they practice.
Yeah.
And so they carpool and they were just trying to get home at this point. And the one accidentally got into the wrong car. She gets into the driver's seat thinking it was her car, which I have personally done on more than one occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Then she looks over and she sees this figure in the passenger seat, immediately knows that's not her car, gets out, runs, finds her car where some of her friends were still in that vehicle, gets in the car, and then the passenger in that other car gets out and approaches them, and she starts rolling down her window to apologize profusely. The window is only halfway down. He just starts shooting in the car.
Man, I'll tell you something. We got a real problem. A real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this a way to fix these problems? Way too many Americans are out of their minds. I'm reading something that is posted, again, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Susan says that people are out of their minds, out of control, filled with so much hate, so much anger. How many deaths and injuries have to be counted until we decide to do something about it? If we can't bear to give up our guns, then people who commit these crimes with guns have to get a life sentence. You know, maybe there's something to that. Maybe we toughen up. the rules and regulations instead of these judges that are a bunch of nannies and sissies and don't want to send anybody to jail. Maybe that is. I might subscribe to that myself. I have often said rapists, drug dealers, and murderers should go to jail, and you throw away the key. You're done. No matter what your age, you've had your chance at life, and you've squandered it, you've ruined it, and so you go away because we need you away from society. We need you away from us. You're not fit to be with law-abiding, good, decent, gentle people. You aren't. I don't want to live in a society that has all these people in it, these creeps. Innocent, law-abiding people have the right to walk, drive, shop, work, live without the fear of being shot.
Yeah, make a mistake of getting into the wrong vehicle. How many times have we been picked up by somebody and we think it's our ride, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, or if you valet a vehicle and it pulls up around or something. I have myself walked into the wrong apartment before, where nowadays, like, I probably could have gotten shot, but this happened in at a time when that wasn't even a thought in my mind. It was just, oh, this is the wrong apartment, I'm so sorry, and you quickly back out of it.
Yeah.
This is getting absurd, but also, and not just about the punishment, but to obtain these weapons anyway, where a lot of places don't have the background checks anymore, there's really no waiting period, and there's definitely no, what's the word, like, there's no education or classes or anything to get a gun. You have to do all of this stuff to for your driver's test, to get a license to drive a vehicle, but you don't need any kind of, here's how to properly use the weapon, here's what you should do in these certain situations,
if you belong to the NRA, you do get that training. If you belong to the NRA, you do get that training, but not everybody has to.
Yeah, but you don't have to belong to the NRA to have a weapon, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, enough of this stuff. I've had enough for, more than enough for today. I saw something. This is for the environmental people who think the world is coming to an end, even though it's not. There have been a lot of people this year, especially, focused on the fate of the bald eagle, which is the sort of image that it's the symbol of America is the bald eagle. You know that, right? So there are a pair of them that have been nesting in Michigan. They have made this little town, the Shelby Township, a home for them. And so apparently there's been a lot of attention because bald eagles are very rare there. Bald eagles have become fairly rare everywhere. So they want to have they've welcomed them to their community by having a contest on the local radio station to give them some proper names. So the Nature Center there is hosting a poll showing and having anybody that wants to vote select some names. So the one I like the best is Ike and Mamie. Do you know why? Okay, let's have a quiz. Those of you who are my age probably figured it out already. This is not an age thing necessarily. And I'm not trying, it's just, I don't know if fun is the right word, because people take a shot at me when I ask James something to show how much, just to put into perspective, people think I'm making fun of him because he doesn't know. Well, nah, I'm not really. But it is fun. To a point. So why?
And Mamie.
Yes. Why would that? And this may be up to you, too, as well. Is that a good name for the bald eagle? And why would Ike and Mamie be my choice?
Well, my first thought is Ike and Tina. So that's definitely not it. Is this an Eisenhower thing?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yep.
Okay, so what's Mamie?
Mamie was his wife.
Oh, that's the wife's name. Okay, I didn't know Mamie. That.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, if it's not Ike Turner, my next Ike is Eisenhower.
Yeah, or it could be Ike and Tina. That would be an interesting combo of names for the bald eagles as well, right?
If you
decide that you want to try to throw a name into the hat, you got till tomorrow afternoon to cast your vote. And you go to Burgess-Shadbush, Burgess-Shadbush, naturecenter.org, and put your names in, and maybe you'll win a swell prize.
What are some of the other names
let's
that
see,
are up for contest?
Nathaniel and Jemima which probably won't get very far because it goes exactly where you think, where Jemima comes from. Peter and Sarah, those are Peter and Sarah. Isn't that some royal family reference to Peter and Sarah?
Sarah? Mm. I have no idea. Sarah Ferguson? Mm. I don't know where Peter would be with Sarah Ferguson,
either.
Though.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so you've got there. Help yourself. Maybe you'll win. Speaking of winning, hello. Da-da-da-da-da. Somebody in California is the winner of $1.5 million in lottery money, but apparently they don't know it. So the California Lottery has made a national plea. Time's running out to claim this $1.5 million. Time will run out next week. It'll been a year. The numbers on the winning ticket, 19, 36, 37, 46, 56. Doesn't have a Powerball number. It'll expire on the 24th, right? So maybe if you were in Los Gatos in California, you bought this Powerball ticket, and you haven't collected, you haven't paid attention. This has happened before, where people had winning tickets, and they didn't go claim the money.
I feel like we just recently spoke about this, too, where a lot of people, if they don't win the big jackpot, they don't take the time to see what numbers they did match, to see if they did win anything, period. And that's kind of one of these situations where it wasn't the big jackpot, but still, $1.5 million? Come on.
You got to have the ticket. I've got a New York lotto ticket from last week, and I was in New York. 05, 22, 31, 51. All right, I'm looking that up while we have a commercial break. All right, is that? And if I win, I'll share it with all of you. How about that? Woohoo! The winners are here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for food, farm, and family material here, which you can find every day. I remind you to help yourself to all of these things, including a few good recipes from time to time at foodfarmandfamily.com. Who knows what Jay decides to put up there other than this information that we have, and also our weekly American Family Farmers there. Here's the story from Indonesia. The fishermen... This is a big fishing, the coast of Indonesia, those areas, big fishing areas. And 11 fishermen were feared drowned, but they found them. I guess there were some others that did drown after being out a week without food and water on this island. It sort of feels like Castaway, right, where Hanks is on this island for all this time. Apparently a big... tropical cyclone blew the boards and the boats off the boat. They were kind of old fishing boats, and they were caught in the path of the cyclone. So anyway, this is a big, powerful storm. There hadn't been a storm at 180 miles an hour for a long time. Imagine being out in the ocean in an old rickety boat, and a cyclone, a tornado comes along. Adios, muchachos. The end of that. Yeah. Anyway, so...
They were able to swim to an island.
Yeah.
Where they could at least be a little bit more safe.
Food, though, and eat.
But
yeah.
Still, yeah, no food, no water for a week.
Bunga, bunga. All right, let's see here. In Iowa, a food plant caught fire yesterday. Fire broke out at Osceola Foods. It belongs to Hormel Foods. No injuries reported. You know, there's because of the way some of these plants are built and how they do, this is a smokehouse. You know, when you buy things in the grocery store, you can buy not untreated bacon, but something.
Uncured,
yeah. Or the smoked bacon, smoked turkey, smoked whatever it is, and that's how they do it in these houses like this, so it can be dangerous. Wendy's, free food, food fight!
Yeah.
Every day for 3 weeks starting tomorrow, and the reason is Mercury is in retrograde. Hiya, gang.
Except the Mercury menu.
Yes, right, exactly. So they're dishing out several deals to help you snap out of any funk you may be in, because Mercury is one of those things. So you go to the Wendy's app, look for the Mercury menu, and order what you want. What, a dollar for a sandwich? Is that what they're doing? Is that how
Yeah, they're doing
work?
Kind of different deals. This will run for 3 weeks on Fridays through Sundays. Mm. There's BOGO with different sandwiches.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, and then there's something with their free crispy chicken sandwich with a purchase. And everything is through their app, though. You can't just walk into Wendy's and place your order there.
That's kind of silly. Why don't they let you just walk through the door? Why do they have to use the app?
Well, because it's a promotion to boost their app. Okay. Get more people to download the app, use the app more.
All right, well,
incentives.
Yes, got it. Mercury in retrograde, part two. All right, let's see here. This is something not too cool. Bunch of children hospitalized after getting sick. They found and ate a container of what they thought was candy, but it turned out to be meth. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, wonderful.
These children were seven. We heard about something like this in the D.C. area with middle schoolers recently, but that was one of the students
How's this
brought
getting
that
into
in
the
from
system?
Home. They were edible gummies
brought it
with
in from
THC.
Home.
Yes. This one happened to be found and by these seven-year-olds. Ugh. And again, in the D.C. area.
Got to be their parents, right? Have it around?
The first situation with the edibles, the gummies, the THC edibles at the middle school, that was found at a home and brought in. This one, these kids found it on school property.
So somebody on school property must
have
been using
that. Somebody had it and must have dropped it or something, but they thought it was candy and they just started eating it.
All right, it's gardening season. Only people have started to grow things. The weather gets warmer and better. Lots of news. There are these Lego-like bricks that are available this year. If you're going to build a raised garden bed, this is a snap. Get it? Get it? It's a snap.
Yeah.
Legos. Yep. Okay.
Just don't step on it.
No. Well, I'm doing this on this farm that we're developing. I'm going to have a bunch of raised garden beds. I was thinking this might be a cool way of doing it instead of getting pressure-treated wood. You know, 2x6s, 2x8s to build a raised bed that way. Maybe this is something. Gardening, there are all kinds of studies showing how wonderful it is. It proves the quality of your life, your health, your mental wellness. So if you can, you got any way at all, whether it's raised garden beds or growing something out the window, grow. It's good for you to grow, all right? Help yourself. This is a good day at 59 after the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.